The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Go USA 2-1 over Ghana. Woohoo! Something to celebrate. Boy, every time we crack open this mic, we're telling you about some terrible things that are happening out of our nation's capital and what they're doing with our taxpayer money that infuriates all of us. Let's face it, our hair's on fire all the way throughout the week. So this is something to celebrate and something to get excited about. Bringing Americans together. There's a real sense of community over this men's soccer team. And I like it, frankly. It doesn't matter where you hail from. This is the buzz in the backyard. Even if you're not a big sports fan, soccer fan, people are paying attention because this is a little revenge after being batted around the last two times by Ghana. This was a chance to step up and really Team USA, a little bit of an underdog heading into the match. And some crazy things happened during it, some injuries and whatnot. And you had a rookie step up in a big way to score that winning goal. And there were a few other really cool things that happened. You want to hear a great piece that we put together on America Tonight that Matt put together that has the sounds of the game. You can catch it on AmericaTonight.net under What You Missed. And you missed a lot if you missed that game. Tune in on Sunday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to catch the second game against Portugal. What did we miss about Iraq that we find ourselves in this situation again where now we're sending troops to Baghdad? Just under 300, but also having some other troops on the ready just in case we need them in a closer position. And these are troops that are going to be sent there to protect Americans in the embassy, get them out, all that kind of stuff. After saying we were done, that's it, and we build the $75 million fortress, but it's not enough. ISIS captured Tal Afar, which is a northern town. It's kind of along the highway to Syria, as I've been told, on Monday. The population there is just over 200,000. So we've got another ship in the Persian Gulf, and this is to help carry Osprey combat helicopters. So that makes you wonder, right? Isn't it crazy? It was just a year ago, the president was weighing bigger, badder sanctions against Iran's mullahs. And here we are having a brief conversation with Iran about what they're doing in Iraq and if we're going to help each other out. It's 3 years almost since we withdrew from that country, 2011. And now the word comes down that, yeah, we got some troops on the way. This was through a letter to Congress. The president said they're going to return there, saying that their only purpose is to protect U.S. personnel and the embassy in Baghdad, not to join in the fighting outside of the Iraqi capital. But he did tell Congress that American military personnel in Baghdad would be equipped for combat. Well, I should hope so. Wouldn't that just beat all? Let's send them over. We don't want them to be involved in combat, so they won't have any combat gear. And let's just pray nobody tries to shoot them or kill them or do anything else to them or blow up one of the IEDs in front of them. Let's just gamble on that. Of course they couldn't do that. They also have 160 already there. There are 50 Marines. There are more than 100 soldiers, army soldiers, and some of those have just gotten there. So, as we watch this unfold, let's hope that the Americans aren't drawn into this in some way that they can't avoid. What about the drone strikes? What's happening with the drone strikes? This is what Nouri al-Maliki wanted to happen. This is what the request was. Is it going to happen? And how do they push back on the Sunnis? How do they do that? Remember, explicitly, the commander-in-chief said American ground troops won't surge into the nation once patrolled by how many of our people? 148,000 plus. What does it mean if we have Navy SEALs and Army Rangers in the area? Does it draw us deeper into the conflict? I think it does draw us deeper into the conflict. We'll see how all of this unfolds. It's very troubling when you think of what was sacrificed in the first place, the first time around, and building up the military and building up the police force and helping to train and hoping upon hope that it would not explode, this country wouldn't explode. But knowing, as I say that, that there was a very good chance it would happen. Very good chance it would happen, and this is what we're seeing now. This is the reality of religious factions who hate each other and have hated each other for a very, very long time. And now there's blowback, sadly, and we're caught in it. We're caught up in it. Believe it or not, we are caught up in this mess. Ugh. And in the meantime, on our southern border, an avalanche of young children, very sad. But you're so desperate, there's gangs, there's problems, you're in Honduras, and you just tell your kid, I'm going to pay a coyote to get you out of here and hook up with your aunt or whoever's across the border, and you pray they make it to the destination. So many things could happen to those young kids en route, and it is becoming a nightmare. A couple have been nearly snatched as they're dumped off in buses, they're not being processed, they're stuck longer in detention centers, and the Border Patrol, frankly, is overwhelmed. They're overwhelmed, not knowing what to do because they only have so many agents that they can push out there. And to me, that is so sad and so scary. Since I've been doing America Tonight, we've been talking about what about the border, securing the border, build a wall, do a trench, do this, do that. And the area that in that Rio Grande Valley where so many are crossing, they cannot handle it. And who knows what else is coming in. But I feel sorry for the young kids who are scared, who are relying on people they don't really know in some cases. And they're coming into a land where they don't speak the language. Can you imagine? Stay with us. A baseball legend loses his life. Some reaction to that. That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Opportunity, obviously managing, he was the greatest player I ever managed. But to watch this individual work is something that if I tried to explain it to some of these young guys playing now, they'd think I was crazy. Tremendous work ethic, tremendous person off the field.
Yeah, sad to report that was Larry Boa, who I remember watching when I was a kid. And Larry Boa talking about Tony Gwynn, a true legend who lost his life way too soon. I mean, this guy was a prolific hitter. And, man, just unfortunately, and they think that this is part of the reason why, was a tobacco chewer. You know, so he did the tobacco thing and he got cancer, and then he thought he had beaten cancer, and it was really tough, the kind of cancer that he was dealing with in some of the operations and radiation and things that he went through. And he was about family, and he was about helping kids and giving back. And, I mean, truly just a great guy. Mr. Padre, dead at the age of 54, dying of cancer. Just a sad, sad day, I think, for the great game of baseball. And a great ambassador during his time. He always made time to talk to people, no matter who they were. And if you go back and look at his records, because baseball is about records, he was in the game for 20 seasons. He had a Hall of Fame career. He hit 3,141 hits throughout that career. He was a left-handed hitter. He had a career batting average just shy of .340. He won 8 National League batting titles, and he played in the Padres' 2 World Series. So he died early Monday morning in Poway, California. His family was there, and then they passed the word on to Major League Baseball, and he truly will be missed by lots and lots of people. It's ironic. He had just been signed to a 1-year contract extension as the baseball coach at San Diego State on last Wednesday, but he had been on medical leave since last March, recovering from his cancer treatments. And this is a program he had a lot of success with that he cared about because it was his alma mater. He took it over during the 2002 season and really made an impact. So he is survived by his wife and his daughter and a son, Tony Jr., who plays for the Philadelphia Phillies. And boy, oh boy, what a just a sad thing. And they're talking more and more about tobacco and chewing tobacco, and baseball players, certainly a lot of baseball players used to do it, but they're talking to the younger guys about not doing it for the fears of exactly this. And Tony Gwynn himself thought that his cancer was tied to the chewing back in the times of chewing, and he chewed a lot, that affected what happened to him and how he had gotten cancer. And he thought he had licked it at one point, and unfortunately it was not to be. He did not. So Tony Gwynn, a true national treasure, I think touched a lot of people and will be missed in and around the game of baseball and just in the game of life. He was that much of a giver that he touched a lot of people having nothing to do with baseball. Zigging and zagging, and a couple of other quick directions here, because we talked about the straw purchasers and everything that's happened, really, with Fast and Furious. This came to light. The Supreme Court ruled against gun straw purchasers. 5-4 was how it came down. So divided, not shockingly, with they sided with gun control groups this time in this particular argument. And I think because of what happened in Fast and Furious, a lot of people had ideas about what this whole straw purchasing thing was. And ruling that the federal ban on straw purchases of guns can be enforced even if the buyer is legally allowed to own a gun is big. 5-4, the law applied to a Virginia man who bought a gun with the intention of transferring it to a relative in Pennsylvania who was not forbidden from owning firearms. So it settles a split with the appeals courts over federal gun laws that were intended to prevent sham buyers from getting guns for the purpose of giving them to another person. So the laws, as you know, were part of Congress's push to make sure guns didn't get into the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Writing for the majority, Justice Elena Kagan said the federal government's elaborate system of background checks and record-keeping requirements help law enforcement investigate crimes by tracing guns to their buyers. So those provisions would mean little, she said, if a would-be gun buyer could evade them by simply getting another person to buy the gun and fill out the paperwork. So now that's a no way. The National Rifle Association, by the way, sided with the defense, saying that the government wrongly interpreted the law and improperly expanded the scope of gun regulations. 26 states also submitted a brief supporting the defense's view of the law, while 9 states and Washington, D.C. filed papers bolstering the administration. But now with this decision handed down, And I think with what happened with Fast and Furious and the concern over that is, you know, that now they're not going to have to worry about that. And they're the part of law enforcement where they seem to really be able to go after certain people is the fact that they can trace the guns. And that makes a huge difference if you believe that. But I don't know. This, to me, the crash and burn moment was Fast and Furious. And I think that made people take a look at some other things. And this was one of them. I mean, this was have been sitting there staring them in the face, the justices, for some time. So now they get to it. And it could have rippling effects on the people that have to abide by it, depending on other personal factors. But I think it could. And this is very sad. As I lived in Nebraska, twin tornadoes slamming down in two different towns. One was Pilger, a town of like 200,000 people, 16 said to be in critical condition, one dead. It's almost a miracle that just one person is dead, but what an awful thing to see, that those twin giant clouds suddenly bearing down on you. Can you imagine what that would be like? And I think a lot of those people were caught off guard when all of a sudden that popped up and there were not, it wasn't just one wicked tornado, which was would be bad enough, but there were two that popped up, and the path of the tornado ripped up two towns, but Pilger especially was hit hard. Businesses, homes just ripped to shreds, that familiar scene that we see with the dark sky, and then houses that look like someone took their fist and smashed it on top of the roof and shattered it, and it bled into their neighbor's yard, who also, by the way, took a punch to the top of the roof. And this was pretty bad. Small town, but a very big funnel. And once that funnel touched those businesses, those neighborhoods, that's when everything started to fly. Let's hope we get some good news on the 16 that were brought in, and they're working on them, and let's hope that happens, because it's terrible to think, one, but you don't want to add to that, you don't want to add to that confusion and that sadness, for sure. Only there was a better way to alert people way ahead of the time. A lot of times you just don't get that chance. Stay with us. We're climbing the wall. You can climb too. I'll meet you on the other side.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
America Tonight. We talk about this all the time, and a lot of you send me emails or call, and you'll throw this out about CNN or someone else that you think has some other media that you think has incredible liberal bias. And I just found something out. I was digging through polls, and almost every year, at least from 2001 through 2013, Gallup polls Americans, adults anyway, on this question. Now, thinking about for a moment the news media in general, do you think the news media is too liberal, just about right, or too conservative? Every year, the number of Americans saying the media is too liberal has outnumbered those seeing a pro-conservative bias, which, I don't know, may surprise some people or not at all. Probably not most of you that have called in, even a lot of you that are Democrats. They say by a 3-to-1 margin, and Gallup has also found that while a large majority of Democrats say they had trust and confidence in the media, a similarly large percentage of Republicans express pretty much no trust or little trust in the media. And there's more statistics that I can tell you that would just blow you away. But just one quick one, because we've got a great guest in our virtual green room. In September 2013, three times as many Americans, like I said that the media are too liberal. 46% more than said the media are too conservative, which was at 13%. So, in that green room, he's been on the show many times, Justin Danhof, General Counsel and Director of the National Center for Public Policy Research's Free Enterprise Project. He joins us because wait till you hear what he did. He was on the move again. He was at the Time Warner shareholder meeting, And guess what happened? He decided he would question the chairman and CEO about CNN and the liberal bias. So, Justin, thanks for coming on. And what was the response when you threw out the question?
Thanks for having me, Kate. It's always a pleasure. And I'll start with one more statistic for you since we're doing polls and putting out numbers. In the run-up to the 2012 election, Americans who said they trusted the media strongly was actually less than the number that said they trusted Congress. So let's put that in perspective. You know,
wow.
The media, the mainstream media, was trusted less than Congress. 6% to 9%, none of them batting nail very well to start with. But I digress. So back to CNN, Time Warner, his shareholder meeting. What I presented to Jeffrey Buchs, the CEO of Time Warner, is what I presented to a lot of media companies. And that's also simple polling, and it also comes from Gallup, where we've got 40% of Americans annually saying that they're conservative, self-identifying as conservative, 40% self-identifying as independent, and only 20% identifying as liberal. And then I presented the clear facts that any thinking person can see, that CNN only really skews to their audience of that 20%, right? They have liberal hosts that are, you know, directed by liberal producers 24/7, essentially, with maybe the exception of once in a while of a host like Jake Tapper, who can come in and actually question both sides. But by and large, they run left-wing programming nearly 24/7 at CNN. This was backed up 2 weeks ago when they hired a brand new political director, a guy by the name of David Chalian. So it just happened to be the week before I'm at the shareholder meeting, they appoint their new political director. Well, you may scratch your head and go, David Chalian, that name sounds familiar. Well, it should, because during the 2012 Republican National Convention, he was the guy who was the head Yahoo political reporter who was caught on a hot mic saying that the GOP was happy to have a party while black people were drowning, because that's when Hurricane Isaac was coming up the coast. And he was immediately fired from Yahoo for those comments once they became public. But CNN swooped him up, and now he's been elevated to direct all of the political reporting from CNN. So how unbiased could this guy possibly be? That and amongst many other examples I presented Jeffrey Buchs, the CEO of Time Warner, with, and I said, look, let's do two things here today, Mr. Buchs. Let's first admit that CNN has a pro-liberal bias, right? I don't think there's any, you know, there's any sense in continuing to deny it when it's so clear to the American people and the public. And second, let's start working towards a solution. Well, unfortunately, we never got past step one, because Dukas sat there straight-faced and denied that there's any bias whatsoever at CNN, claimed that they play it straight down the middle, that they work to get stories accurate, clear, and completely unbiased. And, I mean, he said this with a straight face, Kate. I'm not kidding.
So you're explaining that. You said he was sat there straight-faced and denied, and pick it up from there. What happened after that?
Yeah, so I reiterated my point, because he backed up and he said, you know, what do you want me to do here today? And I said, I want you to fix the problem. I want you to fix the problem, because when you're only catering to 20% of the American public, you're automatically stubbing your toe. When you turn off 80% of your audience, you turn off 80% of your potential revenue and profit. And that's actually when a large majority of the shareholders in the room actually stood and applauded. Because, you know, they realize the fact that the network's bias is actually hurting the bottom line, because the May ratings have since come out, and guess where CNN fell? They fell all the way below MSNBC, which has been the bottom dweller of the big three cable news networks for quite some time. And what was very interesting, too, is before the question and answer session, CEO Buchs gave a presentation regarding the company as a whole. And, of course, Time Warner is very large. They make a lot of movies, make a lot of TV shows, but they also own TNT and TBS and the CW on cable. And so he gave a presentation about how well the cable companies or the cable networks were doing in different demographics. They talked about TNT, the CW, and TBS, and gave great raving reviews. And when he himself got to CNN, he said, well, basically, we're trying to do better. And, you know, we've got to figure out a way to get the audience to tune in when there's not breaking news. And so they recognize that there's a problem with CNN, but they refuse to recognize that that problem is that they're only catering to a very small percentage of the American public. And until they realize that's their problem, they're not going to be able to fix it, and their ratings aren't going to change.
Yeah, so what do you chalk this up to? The politics of the whole thing? Or, you know, because the needle, as you said, I gave some statistics, and your statistic was pretty shocking. And, you know, this is what we keep hearing. So it's not just fear-mongering. It's not nonsense throwing it out. There's hardcore polls that show this, and they're not all Fox polls. If somebody wants to shoot back and say, well, that's a Fox poll, you know, because there's always that, oh, well, Fox slants the other way. So I think there is something to this, and certainly you've seen it, and that's why you asked the question.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to it. And, you know, you mentioned Pew earlier. Pew also recently came out with their, you know, trust in the media poll, which obviously broke down the demographics that you spoke to, but it also listed Fox News as the most trusted news source, and CNN was way down the list. And so I think that slowly you're going to start seeing change, because only so long can the movie side, so for example, the big media companies that have the big bias, right? We've got MSNBC, they're controlled by Comcast. We've got CNN, they're controlled by Time Warner. Only so long does the, you know, actual cable operations of Comcast want to fill in for the losses of MSNBC because they bleed money over there. Only so long does the movie-making branch of Time Warner want to fill in for the losses that are created at CNN. So I think that's what you're going to start seeing, one of two things. You're going to see divisions in companies, right, where CNN is just splintered off and sold away, because it's been a losing branch for a while of a big, larger company. You're going to see MSNBC splintered off and sold away because it's been a losing branch of a larger company, because the success of the other parts of the company have been able to hide it. So I think that's one possibility. And the other possibility is replacing the heads of a certain division with somebody who has a little bit of objectivity, because, listen, if I'm in the news business right now, I mean, there's no other way to say it. I'm going to Fox and trying to steal their number two, number three, and number four guy and bring them over to my news network. Yep. And try and replicate that and make money for my shareholders, because they've obviously got a model that is winning and successful, and their model's been losing for some time. And I think that the shareholders' reaction at the meeting that I just had this year, I've also been to Disney's meeting, which runs ABC, and CBS's meeting, and gotten a lot similar reaction from shareholders. I think that the timing is right, and, you know, is change going to happen tomorrow night? Of course not, but, you know, we're going to keep battling at the National Center, and hopefully we can cause some change sooner rather than later, because the American public wants it and the shareholders want it. And I think that's more important than just us wanting it and us bringing it to everyone's attention.
Yeah, and at this shareholder meeting, the audience applauded, right?
Oh, yeah, this was one of the best receptions I've ever received at a shareholder meeting, after the meeting even. You know, they applauded during the question. There was over a dozen questions. I was the only one that the audience stood up and clapped for. And then after the meeting, I had droves of people coming and thanking me, getting information about our organization, and I told them all, hey, you can support us, you can thank me, but you guys need to let the CEO know personally how you feel as well. I thank you for applauding, but, you know, write, email, call, do whatever. Get the word out that, you know, a lot of us feel the same way, and we're sick and tired of a quote-unquote news network advocating for one political party and one political ideology.
Yeah. All right. Well done, Justin Danhof. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great one.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Huge win for Team USA. Go USA. If you missed it, boy, you missed a hunk of history as the American men win in World Cup 2-1 over Ghana. What a test of survival. I love the headline I read, a test of survival in group of death. And that's what it probably felt like. There were some crazy, crazy moments in the game. And Jurgen Klinsmann should be very proud of the way his players came together and what they were able to do defensively and what they had to do offensively to stay alive and make it happen and pick up those 3 points. Matt, I know you were pretty jacked up like I was about this meeting and the first one out of the gate for the American guys, but I didn't expect to see those little pieces of history that we saw. Did you expect that?
No, I mean, they bookended it with, you know, the 30-second goal and then the fastest goal in U.S. history. And then the tiebreaker at the end there, which I kind of felt like maybe we could get one late. I've seen it happen lots of times before. For some reason, I mean, is a fan of the U.S. national team, they seem to always kind of claw back and get a goal, whether it's, you know, Landon Donovan, who's obviously not playing anymore, but he's had a couple. The U.S. always seems to kind of just pull through and get a goal in the last second to kind of break the ice and break the hearts of the other team, and that's exactly what happened there. So, but I think the most shocking thing is the U.S. has never really started that well. In fact, in the World Cup history, they usually give up a goal first before anything, so getting one right away was very surprising.
Yeah, the sixth fastest goal in the history of World Cup. How about that? And yeah, that was Clint Dempsey that did that.
Yep, that's the captain. And then also you had John Brooks, who's the sub that comes in for we had an injured center back. He comes in, first game ever playing in World Cup, and in the fifth game ever he's played for the U.S. He's a German-American, and he's the first U.S. player ever to score in a World Cup off the bench.
Yeah, Altidore went down in the 23rd minute, and it was a crazy thing, a hamstring thing, a non-contact strain, actually. And so what happened, somebody else has to come in, as you said, and it was amazing to see this. It was amazing to see this match. You know, Ghana actually held almost 60% of the possession in the match, and they lost this. And they really, the United States was a little bit of an underdog in this one, heading into it. So, you know, it's not a shock or, well, it's huge that they won, but it wasn't surprising that Ghana was being so aggressive and doing so well and looking like, oh no, are we going to be able to hang on for this? So this was a huge win for the men. And now, as Matt also knows, Matt, coming up on Sunday, Portugal is the next meeting, 6 o'clock Eastern, and this is going to be pretty tough for the American men.
Yeah, definitely. They got a little bit of a break, though, because Ronaldo is not fully healthy. And then Pepe, who is probably their best defenseman, he was a little stupid today and got a red card for kind of playfully headbutting. It wasn't a straight headbutt, but he kind of, I don't know, it more of like a put his forehead on another player while he's standing over him. He got a red card. He's going to be suspended for a game. So that helps out the U.S. Also, I mean, in sports, it tends to work either against you or in your favor when the team that you're playing got drilled the game before. Sometimes if you come out, you get a goal right away, then their heart's not going to be in it. They might just pack it in. However, they could be that, you know, sleeping bear where they got poked the game before because they lost 4-0 to Germany, and they have to score a bunch of goals because the tiebreakers in soccer are in the group play are all goal differential, and they're 4 down right now. So, I mean, they might just come out firing. You never know.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch it for sure. And I love the way Americans come together because the World Cup does do that for sure. You saw that there, and maybe you didn't see, but there were people that were gathered under the Brooklyn Bridge. They had a big TV screen there. They had one set up in Grant Park in Chicago. And they had them set up in San Francisco and other parks and squares. And I think that's really, really cool. It's that sense of community. And that's what it is. There's something about the World Cup, the competition, that really, really brings people together. And it was very cool to watch this game and to see what other people were doing. And there were some other players that would get game balls if I were handing them out. Clint Dempsey was certainly the man of the moment with his first-minute goal. But Jermaine Jones, who was the midfielder for Team USA, every time I'm watching, he's doing something incredible, doing something to help, doing something to try to help them hang on, and they did. And that's exactly what I thought was so wonderful about this match, that you had, I'm not going to say underdogs because they made the team, but you had some of the more unlikely people who did eke onto the team stepped up in a very, very big way, and I think Sunday is going to be a lot of fun. And I know some of you are watching because I haven't gotten this much mail about sports, I think, the entire time that I've been on the air. So many of you were excited to watch, and it's because of that American pride thing. And like I said, with all of the nonsense we're talking about, the craziness at the borders, what's happening to the veterans and the long lines and what are we doing about it, and other things that are going on that are really infuriating us in this country. This is a nice break to see Americans come together to just enjoy and to watch and see what the team is able to do. And the fact that they pulled it out the way they did, bravo, big time bravo. And speaking of bravo, a quick note here to the Los Angeles Kings, who held their parade, second Stanley Cup in 3 years. It had been a drought for the Kings. They hadn't won a title in their first 43 years, but now here they've got another title, another banner to put up in the rafters in Los Angeles, and this is big for the Kings and their fans. So the whole Stanley Cup thing, the rally at the arena celebrating, they think about 300,000 people lined the streets on a great day in Los Angeles. Figueroa is where they went up and down. If you've gone to the LAX airport, you've been down Figueroa Street. And the Kings rode 9 double-decker buses and a flatbed truck about a mile to the Staples Center where they play. And it was really a cool thing to see. So good for the Los Angeles Kings, because with some of the young players they have, they'll probably be contenders for the next several years to come. A big, 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 big moment for them. In the meantime, the San Antonio Spurs are waiting for their big moments, and they did get their big moment when they knocked off the Heat and claimed the claimed the NBA championship. It would be something if they claimed the Stanley Cup. We'll leave that with the Kings. And really excited the basketball fans in San Antonio, because now this is their fifth championship. And the core of this team, they're calling them the old men on the floor. I think LeBron James was stunned by what happened to his team. I don't think they were, I really think they thought they were going to bounce back, especially after a split, and not expecting that they were going to lose, and they did. Losing that final game, in fact, 104-87. So they were pretty much partying along the Riverwalk in San Antonio. Another victory and no three-peat for the Heat. A dominant, dominant run, as they had done throughout most of this playoffs. And you can bet, like I said, I think they're going to be celebrating for weeks, actually, in San Antonio. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.